Hi, this is Laura, and you're listening to University Radio Nottingham.
Did it take me to the heavens? Give me the best of all the praise. You make life worth living.
At least I'll be living with you. Baby's gone.
We are live with Laurel here after her performance at the Rescue Rooms. How did you find it? Good crowd?
Yeah, great. Really chilled audience. It's quite nice. The other gigs have been a bit more hectic, so it's quite nice to be around some chilled people and everyone seemed to enjoy themselves.
Have you played in Nottingham before?
Yeah, I've been to Nottingham before. Played the room downstairs to here for Dot to Dot Festival like a couple of years ago. Yeah, I don't think I've been back since though, so it's nice to be back.
How has your UK tour been so far? Where have you been and where are you heading now?
Yeah, it's been great. Started in Portsmouth, then did Liverpool, now Nottingham, going to Birmingham tomorrow, then Sheffield, Edinburgh, off to Paris at the end of the month, which will be nice, and then got a bunch of dates in Germany and actually I think Romania, Bucharest, and like some really random places this year actually.
Okay, weirdest dream.
My weirdest dream, you don't want to know actually. This has been a theme of the tour. We've been talking about dreams a lot. I have a reoccurring dream that someone's trying to kill me, and unless I kill them I'm gonna die, so a lot of really messed up ones. Yeah, always kill the person. Yeah, I buried someone alive once. But he was a pervert, so I always have dreams about world wars and have to save everyone. It's quite weird, so I bet you weren't expecting that. You not heard any of my songs, they're dark.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Can I just choose Subway? Yeah. Yeah, I really like Subway and I love Subway cookies the most. I was really drunk the other night and I ate 6 in a row. I thought everyone would share them with me, but nobody wanted any.
Are you giving up anything for Lent?
No way, I love life. I love everything I do in life. I'm not giving any of it up.
Favourite brand?
Do you know what? This jumper I'm wearing is really cool. I just got sent it. It's called SCRT. I don't know how you say that, but it's cool. It's really small, like skate brand, and it's my hat as well. It's sick, right? They do this in pink too. So yeah, this is my favourite new brand.
Favourite childhood memory?
When my dad used to mow the lawn in the summer, and we used to have this thing called a shamira, and it was like an open fire thing, and that was probably my favourite sort of memory that comes to my head. It's like the smell of the fresh grass. Oh, young Laurel.
Favourite film?
Favourite film? Where the Wild Things Are. It's my favourite. Yeah, I wish I was in it. I wish it was real. I get sad when I realise it's not real film.
So tell us a little bit about your music career. Where did it all start for you and how did it all come about?
I've always loved playing music since I was really young. And then I heard Laura Marling and that kind of inspired me to get a guitar. I loved folk music and then I was gigging around and yeah, ended up here somehow along the way.
Who do you look up to as an artist?
Max DeMarco is my favourite artist. I just love his music and I love the way that he is in general. Like, he's super chilled, and I think a lot of people take music really seriously and they forget that at the end of the day we're playing music, you know, like it's meant to be fun. So I like his vibe. I think he doesn't take life too seriously. It's quite nice.
How do you approach songwriting and what's your process of putting together an EP or an album?
With great difficulty. No, I'm joking. I love writing. I do it all on my own in my house in London, so yeah, it's a big job. I don't even know how to describe how I approach it. I just sit down and somehow it gets done. That's it, really. There's no like method to it. It's just madness.
So can you tell us a little bit about your new EP Park that you released at the end of 2016?
Yeah, so I wrote the whole EP when I was living on a park, which is where it came from, and I was kind of weirdly, all these events started happening to me in parks. Like, I met this boy in a park, it's like going out with him in the park. We used to spend loads of time in the park, we broke up in the park, like it was just, there was just so much stuff that kept happening in and out of this park that I lived next to. And so that's why it's called Park. And the story, I didn't even mean to do it, but from the start to the finish is like the story in the order of like the events that kind of happened in my life around that time. And yeah, so it's the end of goodbye.
Who is your dream artist to collaborate with?
I would love to collaborate with Tyler, the Creator. I'd also like to marry him, so if you can get that message to him too.
So what's your plans after your UK tour? What have you got coming up next?
Yeah, so after this, I'm gonna, I've got a bunch of gigs over the summer, but no like tour set in place because I have to finish my album because it's coming out this year, like at the end of the year. So that's my big plan, to be honest.
Thank you so much for your time, Laurel. It has been an absolute pleasure meeting you. All the best of luck for the rest of your tour, and hopefully see you soon back in Notts.
This is University Radio Nottingham.